From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo officially closes the 11th ASEAN Para Games. Indonesia urges ASEAN to address non-traditional threats. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially closed the 11th ASEAN Para Games at Manahan Stadium, Surakarta, Central Java, on Saturday night. In a speech broadcast live on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, he remarked that Indonesia is very proud to have hosted the 2022 ASEAN Para Games and expressed gratitude to the 1,248 athletes from ASEAN countries who participated in the multi-sport event. The Indonesian contingent was confirmed as the general champion of the 11th ASEAN Para Games with a medal tally of 177 golds, 141 silvers, and 110 bronzes. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi highlighted the need for addressing non-traditional threats to protect people's interests at the ASEAN Regional Forum in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Friday. At the meeting, ASEAN foreign ministers stressed the urgent need for the ASEAN Regional Forum to continue its role of promoting mutual understanding, mutual trust, and transparency in the region. The meeting adopted several documents, including the statements to promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the region through preventive measures. Even though there have been no confirmed cases of monkeypox transmission in Indonesia, the Indonesian government is continuously monitoring the development of monkeypox that has spread to several countries, including in Asia. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Deputy for Coordination for Health Quality Improvement and Population Development, Agus Suprapto, said when contacted on Saturday, the mitigation system to prevent the entry of the disease has been working well. Laboratories have also been prepared to carry out epidemiological investigations on monkeypox, including examinations to detect the virus that causes the disease. Suprapto informed the government will conduct massive dissemination of information on monkeypox in order to improve the community's understanding and awareness. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Taiwan accuses the Chinese army of simulating an attack on its main island on Saturday, August 6, as Beijing continues its retaliation for U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei. Relations between the two superpowers nosedive in the wake of Pelosi's trip to China's self-ruled neighbor, which it claims as its territory, prompting calls from the UN for urgent de-escalation of tensions. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday accused Russia of using the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant for terror after operator of the facility reported major damage at the site. Energoatom, operator of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in the south of the country, said on Saturday that parts of the facility had been seriously damaged by military strikes and one of its reactors was forced to shut down. Last item, Israeli aircraft struck in Gaza and Palestinians fired rockets at Israel on Saturday after an Israeli operation against the Islamic Jihad militant group ended more than a year of relative calm along the border. Israel on Friday killed one of the group's senior commanders in a surprise daytime airstrike on a high-rise building in Gaza City, which the rocket self-used in response. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia and Cambodia discuss the prevention of human trafficking. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi met Cambodia's Minister of Home Affairs Krolahom Sarkhang in Phnom Penh Thursday to discuss steps to prevent the crime of trafficking in persons, which often targets Indonesian citizens. During the meeting, Minister Retno asked the Cambodian authorities to be able to speed up the repatriation of Indonesian citizens who are victims of online scams, handling similar cases that still exist, and preventive measures. Director of Protection for Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, in an online press conference Friday said, Minister Retno Marsudi specifically encouraged the acceleration of the negotiation of a memorandum of understanding between Indonesia and Cambodia regarding the eradication of cross-border crime. It would become the basis for closer cooperation to eradicate trafficking in person cases, especially in terms of prevention, protection of victims, law enforcement against trafficking and person perpetrators, and policy coherence in handling it. Meanwhile, the Cambodian Minister of Home Affairs supports efforts to accelerate the repatriation of Indonesian victims, handling other Indonesian victims, and encourages the completion of negotiation on a memorandum of understanding between the two countries regarding the eradication of cross-border crime. As a concrete result of the meeting, the implementation of the repatriation of Indonesian citizens was carried out in stages according to the availability of flights. Later in Indonesia, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will coordinate with the relevant ministries and institutions for the rehabilitation and reintegration of victims into their respective families, as well as law enforcement processes against the perpetrators. Previously, Retno Marsudi met the chief of the Cambodian Police General, Net Sawen, in Phnom Penh following the rescue of 62 Indonesian citizens who were victims of fraud and human trafficking by an online scam company in Sihanoukville, Cambodia. Closer cooperation with the Cambodian authorities is deemed necessary because cases of fraud and trafficking in person against Indonesian migrant workers are increasing. Based on data from the Directorate for Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, the number of Indonesian victims of the fraud in Cambodia has increased from 119 in 2021 to 298 people in the period January to July 2022. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll begin today in history with August 7, 1933, the Simele Massacre. On August 7, 1933, there was a massacre in Simele, Iraq, by the armed forces of the Kingdom of Iraq, led by Bakr Sidki. They targeted Assyrians in northern Iraq. The term is used to describe not only the massacre at Simele, but also the killing that took place among 63 Assyrian villages in the district of Dohuk and Mosul that resulted in the deaths of between 600 and 3,000 Assyrians. The Assyrians are still recovering from one of the darkest periods in their history. Turning to August 7, 1998, U.S. embassies in East Africa bombings. The United States embassy bombings on August 7, 1998 occurred almost simultaneously in two cities in East Africa, one at the United States embassy in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and the other in Nairobi, Kenya. More than 200 people died in a truck bomb explosion. The attacks were attributed to local members of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. The names of Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and their terrorist organization Al-Qaeda came to the attention of the U.S. public for the first time and resulted in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, placing bin Laden on its most wanted fugitive list. Fazul Abdullah Mohammed and Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah are thought to be behind the bombings. I'll end today in history with August 7, 1982, U.S.-Lebanon PLO signed the treaty. The United States, Lebanon, and the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, on August 7, 1982, signed an agreement containing the withdrawal of PLO troops from Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. This agreement was carried out following the widespread attack launched by the Zionist regime on Lebanon since July 1982, with the aim of driving PLO troops out of Lebanon. Although Israel Army has very sophisticated military equipment, but the PLO Army managed to resist for 80 days. But in the end, the head of the PLO, Yasser Arafat, was forced to pull his 12,000 troops out of Lebanon and then based in 8 other Arab countries. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan on August 6. In his email, he sent English language reception report at 1 p.m. UTC through shortwave transmission. Thank you so much for the report. As appreciation, I'll present you a beautiful song. So happy listening.
Hati berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
semesta cinta.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia to be the 2036 Olympics host candidate. Indonesia is ready to nominate the new national capital city Nusantara, East Kalimantan, in the bidding for the 2036 Olympics. As a manifestation of President Joko Widodo's direction, the Indonesian Olympic Committee is committed to working hard to make this task a success. Chairman of the Indonesian Sports Committee, Raja Sapta Oktohari, said Thursday in Jakarta that the Indonesian Olympic Committee will work hard to realize the president's mandate by continuing the bidding for the 2036 Olympics, which is planned to be held in the new national capital Nusantara, East Kalimantan. On that occasion, the government also disclosed the plan to build a sports training center with complete facilities, both main and supporting facilities, including soccer training facilities, which will be used later for a training center. Raja Sapta Oktohari said that the plan would later be reported to the Future Host Commission, part of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, which is tasked with selecting the bidding process for potential Olympic host countries. He also said he had met IOC President Thomas Bach in Japan at the Tokyo 2022 Olympics, who said Indonesia should continue the bidding process for the 2036 Olympics because the process is still ongoing. Indonesia had previously been involved in the bidding process for the 2032 Olympics before the IOC finally appointed Brisbane, Australia to host it. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
VOI listener, now we will reply to an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He sent English language reception report at 1 p.m. UTC through shortwave 3325 kHz, SINPO 43343. He listened to the program Indonesian Wonder. He said this program is really helpful to know more about Indonesia's culture, places, tradition, people, and lots more. Thank you so much for the report. I'm really glad that you sent us your reception report on our broadcast. So as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So here is the song.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya. Dansa dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Oh hip hip hura hura,
hura hura,
aku suka.
for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
One of the beautiful beaches in Indonesia is Buana Beach, located in southwest Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. Because of its location, which is far from the crowd and extraordinary beauty, foreign tourists call it hidden paradise. Beautiful and amazing, that's the sentence that deserves to be expressed to describe the wonderful natural panorama at Buana Beach. Buana Beach, which is often called Buana Beach by local people, is also famous for its uniqueness. Here, there is a high cliff in the middle of which there is a large hole, so it will look like a very large and beautiful gate. Seeing this scene, you are like entering the gates of heaven, you see? This hole is not man-made, but created naturally due to the process of erosion of cliffs, ulang of cliffs by waves. This beach is perfect for surfing lovers and rock climbing enthusiasts. The waves at Buana Beach are quite large, making it suitable for surfers. In addition, the beach is very clean with white fine sand. For tourists who have a hobby of taking pictures, Buana Beach with its clear water and blue sea is a suitable place because this beach has many beautiful places that can be immortalized through pictures. For those of you who don't want to surf, you can swim or just take a walk on the beach while enjoying the beauty and uniqueness of Buana Beach. Access to Buana Beach, which is located in Kodi Balagar District, Southwest Sumba, is not too difficult. From Tambaloka, the capital of Southwest Sumba Regency, it takes about 2 hours. To be able to enjoy the beauty of this Buana Beach, you still have to go through a quite challenging downhill road. And if you use a motorcycle, the distance to be covered is only 500 meters. But if you walk, the distance taken to get to Buana Beach is about 2 kilometers. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. If you are in East Nusa Tenggara, find time to enjoy the incredibly beautiful view of this hidden paradise. Tomorrow, we will meet again in another topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Förhindrande di übertragung skete des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Of all the things that I've been through, And now I know you left me, that you will be the one who set me free.
Thank you so much for still sticking with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Materials and Membranes Research Group team at Lambung Mangkurat University, South Kalimantan, created a multifunctional anti-corrosion water hyacinth soap or segang to effectively clean various objects. These products can be used to wash vehicles to company tanks. The innovation of environmentally friendly products that utilize water hyacinths and used cooking oil is now increasingly in demand. Director of the team, Professor Mutia Elma, said a number of motorcycle washing service businesses in Banjarmasin had used their innovative segang. She is optimistic that the use of this soap can be even wider among the people who are assisted by independent businesses, which will ultimately help the micro, small, and medium enterprises sector. The segang product, which was officially launched during the Indonesian Made Proud Movement exhibition at Siring 0 Kilometers Banjarmasin from July 22nd to 24th, is also expected to minimize environmental problems, especially water hyacinths that accumulates in rivers. One type of floating aquatic plant is considered a weed or nuisance plant that can damage the aquatic environment and often interfere with water transportation. In addition to carrying out surveys, several students who are members of the team are now also conducting research to produce absorbents from water hyacinths, which will also be able to compete with foreign products. This research, said Mutia, is still in the stage of refinement and a pilot project. It is also hoped that it can replace absorbents purchased from abroad, which will later be used for industry, such as processing diesel waste and palm oil waste. Mutia and the team continue to provide training on making segang for wider community, especially those assisted by PT Pertamina Oil Company. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus Cuy Riktiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the program of Voice of Indonesia. Today's edition of Music Corner, we present a song from an Indonesian female singer, Yura Yunita. Yura Yunita became a trending topic on social media, Twitter, after releasing the video clip of her new song titled Dunia Tipu Tipu. The song, which was released on July 27, 2022, has been watched by more than 1.1 million times on the YouTube channel, even within a day of its release. In fact, it's not only widely watched, Dunia Tipu Tipu is also trending number 2 on YouTube Music. The lyrics of the song, which is in the album Tutur Batin, are very well written by Yura. The meaning of this song is the importance of having someone who understands our good and bad. Well, listener, now let's enjoy a song by Yura Yunita entitled Dunia Tipu Tipu. Happy listening!
Di dunia tipu-tipu kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Tanpa banyak unainu ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Takkan kemana-mana ya. Lelucon aneh tiap hari, ku tertawa tanpa tapi. Tetaplah seperti ini.
Makasih juga buat rasa sayang mama, dan makasih juga udah bertahan sampai sekarang ngurus Fatur. Makasih ya.
Maafin nenek ya kek. Kakek baik sama nenek. Nggak pernah marah. Nenek yang marah terus sama kakek. Maafin kakek. Ha 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 ha
puja-puji tanpa kata. Mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama. Janji takkan kemana-mana.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Ooh.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.